For King of the Panhandle? What's going on?
King of the Panhandle. I am definitely King of the Panhandle now. Panhandle of Florida, for people who don't know. But for everybody out there, you're already seeing Liz Cheney do this, right? She's like, oh, my relevance is based on being anti-Trump. But if Trump's not the nominee, she's going to be like, well, you know, in many ways, DeSantis is worse than Trump. But Carrie Lake is going to win, and I think she's going to crush in Arizona.
By the way, we got a message from a VIP caller as well. We're having all these great candidates on. We want to expose them to the whole country as much as possible, and obviously in those home states, because this audience listening can move the needle in these states. But we got somebody, a drive-by caller, Rhonda, said, have on Heidi Grinnell from Colorado. So I think we might have to have on the Republican contender in Colorado next. I think we should reach out.
We did on yesterday. We had on Tiffany Smiley, who may well win in Washington against Patty Murray. We had Christine Drazen, who was phenomenal today in Oregon. A lot of different states out there. We're going to have a lot of people on. What I think about the Senate, Buck, is I think Republicans are going to win 5 of these 6 toss-ups. New Hampshire, I don't have a good read on
right now.
This is
a bold call. Team, we got to mark this one down. He's saying 5 of 6.
49 days out. I think that Republicans have a very good chance to win 5 of the 6 toss-up states in the Senate.
You know what I'm starting to see on the horizon, Clay? I'm starting to see it off in the distance. It's just beginning to surge, this red wave out there.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. On the front lines of truth.
The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
34 of their shipmates were killed, and they were ordered to remain silent. JusticeForLiberty.org.
I was down on the floor, said a few prayers, and then all of a sudden, everything exploded.
The space was entirely black.
I was hanging onto a pipe in the overhead, and we had about 18 inches breathing space left.
Every time the tide would come in, we would hold our nose and wait for the tide to go back out so we could take another breath of air.
Everybody else in that space was killed. It was no accident.
JusticeForLiberty.org. Paid for by If Americans Knew.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases.
Get the facts at PestWorld.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The United Nations chief warns global leaders at the General Assembly that the world is in great peril.
Addressing the many heads of state, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says,
"We are gridlocked in colossal global dysfunction. The international community is not ready or willing to tackle the big, dramatic challenges of our age."
He pointed to the war in Ukraine and other conflicts, the climate, poverty, especially in developing countries, and recent reversals of progress on UN goals. But still, the Secretary General says there's hope and is encouraging cooperation.
No power alone can call the shots.
Julie Walker, New York.
Also at townhall.com, Herschel Walker continues to gain ground over his Democrat opponent in the race for a U.S. Senate seat in Georgia. Bob Agnew with that report.
A new poll released by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution now has Walker leading his Democrat opponent, incumbent Raphael Warnock, 46-44%. A big stride for the former NFL star. The same poll a month ago had Warnock leading by 3 points. The 5-point turnaround comes as GOP campaign officials predicted Walker would turn on the afterburners following the Labor Day holiday. The poll falls within the margin of error. If neither candidate wins 50% of the vote in November, the race will be settled by a runoff election. Bob Agner reporting.
Hurricane Fiona blasting the Turks and Caicos Islands as a Category 3 storm after devastating Puerto Rico, where most people remain without electricity or running water. Fiona had maximum sustained winds of 115 miles per hour, was moving to the north-northwest at 9 miles per hour, according to the Hurricane Center. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 407 points and the NASDAQ off 114. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts. And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you wanted to hurt American families, what would you do? Would you open our borders, allowing deadly drugs and human trafficking to spread across our country? Would you turn federal agencies like the FBI and IRS into political weapons? Would you cause the worst inflation in a generation, then shift the debts of the wealthy onto the backs of working families? That's what Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto have done. We need to fight back. We need Adam Laxalt. When government tried to strip our water and property rights, Adam Laxalt fought and won. When Big Pharma was profiting off addiction, Adam Laxalt fought them and won. When gun rights and religious liberties were under threat, Adam fought for Nevada and won. We're in a fight between what's right and what the left has done to America. Adam Laxalt will fight for us.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Just 1 week after several local chambers of commerce called for breaking up the Clark County School District, some Democratic state lawmakers want to review the district's finances. With the Nevada legislature scheduled to meet beginning February 6th of next year, lawmakers are drafting a bill which would let them audit the nation's fifth largest school district. The last time the state legislature audited the district was 2004. The move comes as the school district faces staff shortages and talks of being placed in receivership by the state. School district officials say that they welcome the opportunity to demonstrate its student-focused spending. With home buyers hitting the brakes, home builder confidence is dropping. The National Association of Home Builders says builder confidence for new single-family homes fell in August to its lowest level since May of 2014, with 24% of the builders reportedly cutting their home prices. More than half of the builders in the recent survey report having to use incentives to sell homes, including free amenities and price reductions. Southern Nevada home builders logged 434 sales in July. That's down 62% from just a year ago. They pulled 539 new home permits. That's down 50% from a year ago.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Remember, Las Vegas Boulevard is closed today at Flamingo in front of the Bellagio for the Las Vegas Aces celebration and parade, which is going to be between Caesars Palace and Bellagio Boulevard. And congestion on the 215 westbound, that's at the airport connector.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. A busy news Tuesday. We'll talk about a lot of different stuff. The one piece of business I can bring you up front that we are essentially breaking news on this program. The Republican National Committee is suing Clark County. Why? We'll tell you in a few minutes. But first up, I want to introduce you to Megan Barth, my friend, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. They have been working real hard, 49 days away from Election Day, and there's all kinds of information in the NevadaGlobe.com, including your story on the inflation rate statewide is up 15.6%. Am I right on that, Megan?
You are absolutely right on that. It's 15.6%, and that represents over $10,000 in what is called the visible tax on each and every hardworking Nevadan. And so basically every hardworking Nevadan is paying an extra $10,000 a year because of Joe Biden and the Democrats' policies.
Wow.
You cannot spend your way into prosperity, and what we've seen are trillions and trillions, tens of trillions of dollars just in 2 years spent by this administration, which is causing this inflation rate. Nevada stands right now as the fifth most expensive state in regards to inflation.
That is incredible. What is the answer from Democrats? I saw CNN earlier today, and they were talking about there was some Dem talking head that was essentially saying, well, this is a global inflation crisis. This isn't just the United States. It's not just one state or another. But is it?
Well, it is. However, why does that matter? Why are we worried about Europe right now? Why are we worried about other countries, quite frankly, that we've defeated in many wars? We used to be the location in the world, the powerhouse of the world, which had a thriving and vibrant economy, specifically under President Trump. We had the greatest economy in decades under President Trump. And with less than 24 months Joe Biden has completely destroyed that economy that was left to him. What Joe Biden tweeted out today, which is in my article at thenevadaglobe.com, is that he's tired of trickle-down economics. It's been a failure. He is building an economy from the bottom up and middle out. Well, really, because the bottom of the economy, those that are the lowest wage earners, and the middle of the economy, the middle class, which is the powerhouse of the economy, are completely being crushed by his policies. So what he is doing, a vast amount of debt and a vast amount of inflation, which again is the invisible tax, that's what it's called, the invisible tax, and with rates in Las Vegas right now for gas, for housing, for food, people are feeling the pinch. Hardworking Nevadans are feeling the pinch when they have to pay an extra $842 a month in just inflationary taxes.
I want to ask you about something else in the NevadaGlobe.com, and that is your guys' piece on the Latino vote from a few days ago. And how serious is this problem for Democrats, defection, essentially, you know, Latino voters running, not walking away from Democrats?
Well, Democrat Edgar Flores of the Assembly said that for far too long, the Democrats have been taking the Latino vote for granted, and that's exactly what's happened. The Latino vote has been taken for granted. Let's not forget that just a year ago, Catherine Cortez Masto and Steve Sisolak and every other powerful Democrat in this state was referring to the entire population as Latinx. Well, 96% of Latinos don't identify with that term. So what did they do? They dropped it. They dropped using that manufactured term that the left created in order to give a non-binary designation to an entire Latino population. On top of that, Latinos tend to be obviously very economically driven. They're hardworking people, much just like white people or black people. It doesn't matter. You go across demographics. And people want to live freely. They want to live cheaply. They want to work hard and to provide for their family, put food on the table, a roof over their head. And with this economy right now, across every single demographic, including Latinos, inflation and the economy is their number one concern.
I want to touch on an issue we tackle every day on this program, and that is our kids and our schools and CCSD. One of the stories in the NevadaGlobe.com, we are one of the worst states for teachers. And of course, we started the year with 1,500 vacancies on our teaching roles. Why is it so bad? What is there about our state that is so unique?
Well, I mean, I think that's a great question. But we're actually more than 1,500. It might be 1,500 teaching positions just in Clark County, but across the state of Nevada, it's more like 3,000. And the numbers keep getting worse. It's not just from a point of teacher recruitment and teacher retention. It has to do with what they're required to teach. Years ago, I would say about 4 years ago, the entire school district adopted an emotional social learning agenda, which is nothing but Marxism on steroids that have been implemented into the school system, which has produced an absolutely illiterate student body. You also have a student body that is prone to violence. If you recall, there were over 7,000, as reported in the Globe, over 7,000 incidents of violence across CCSD campuses. So the environment for teachers is certainly not friendly. The curriculum for teachers is an absolute joke. They're not teaching science or math or English, et cetera, or civics. They are producing social justice warriors. I haven't met many teachers in my lifetime, including recently, that have really embraced this new ESL learning program. And then on top of that, you have not only the teacher shortage, but you also have the money. Teachers just received, I think it was a $7,000 raise, and they're also instituting recruitment money as far as bonuses if you should relocate. But with the cost of living that has been skyrocketing under Democrat control since 2016, Nevada is no longer a cheap place to live in the union.
No, it really isn't. And one of the areas, teacher retention. It's one thing to talk about teacher recruitment, but it's another thing, teacher retention. Are we not doing a good enough job relative to retaining? You mentioned the raise from $43,000 to $50,000. Is that enough?
Well, obviously not, because we can't retain teachers and we certainly can't recruit teachers. So maybe the Clark County School District needs to look within and see how absolutely administratively heavy the entire district is. You have administrators within the district that they keep hiring and piling on to the bureaucracy, making six figures a year, that their role is basically to have meetings to plan their next meeting. It is a completely heavy bureaucracy. And I'm actually happy that the Democrats in the legislature are proposing an audit of the school district. What they could do, in addition to that, is propose an audit of the Teachers Health Trust. You see Sigal Chadha talking about this quite a bit on Twitter. The Teachers Health Trust is their private insurance company, their medical health insurance company. It has been completely in close bankruptcy time and time again. The Clark County School District gave them, I believe it was a $45 million, quote-unquote, loan, on top of a $10 million loan the THT received, and they're still broke. I guess, according to recent reports, they've gotten caught up on their debt. They're still about $1 million in debt. But with the rising cost of health care, teachers are also feeling the pinch. They don't have the Cadillac plans that they are used to anymore. Why? Because of Obamacare. So every teacher that voted for Obama and every teacher that keeps voting for Democrats doesn't have a lot of room to complain when their unions are failing them, their health trust is failing them, and the policies of Democrats are making their lives and their cost of living more expensive.
Final couple of minutes with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. You have dedicated much of your adult life to voter integrity, and now we see that the Republican National Committee and Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel are suing Clark County. Here's the statement from Ronna McDaniel. The RNC has consistently tried to work with Clark County to ensure that its election officials are following Nevada law by ensuring bipartisan representation among poll workers. The county has refused our good faith compromises and is hiding the records that the public is legally allowed to see. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. We are suing Clark County to secure the election transparency that Nevadans deserve ahead of the midterms. That's from Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the RNC. What do you make of it?
Excellent. I love it. Thank you for the breaking news. I'll be writing about it. I wish I could have broke that story. However, you know, as you say, transparency or sunlight is the best disinfectant. What this state has done under Republican Barbara Zagaski, and you know that I have talked about her time and time again, I am not violating the sacred 11th Amendment by Reagan because I have receipts. Until you open the voter rolls as allowing some transparency, obviously not compromising anyone's personal identity, but until you can prove that the voter rolls are clean and that we have dual representation as far as poll watch, and that the mail-in ballots are actually going to qualified registered voters, not every Tom, Dick, and Harry. As we found, Kevin, this was 5 years ago, we had people registered to vote at hotels and casinos across the valley. We had a 114-year-old woman that supposedly went to the polls and voted. The election system in Clark County is so opaque that no one can verify that the rolls are clean, or in this case, Ronna McDaniel's case, the RNC's case, that Clark County has, from what I understand, prohibited a bipartisan kind of watchdog, if you will, at the polls and beyond. So at least a lawsuit will cause Clark County to prove that they are actually following the law. And then if they aren't following the law, that opens a whole nother can of worms. But at least Clark County knows that people are watching.
My question is, why has it taken this long to do this and to demand transparency? Not ask for it, demand it. Megan, always good to visit with you. I know you are traveling. We're going to let you go. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. And we'll do it again next week.
Very good, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. from ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth, and the editor-in-chief of this amazing publication, TheNevadaGlobe.com. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurtin' a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. Or Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So it's out there now. The Republican National Committee is suing Clark County for repeatedly refusing to meet basic standards of election transparency. We'll talk a little bit later.